Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
Thanks to Spill the Beans Cafe at Seascape.
Drop in today for your delicious $8 coffee and cake special.
Breaking Bad writer Vince Gilligan has finally confirmed the fate of Bryan Cranston's beloved character Walter White ahead of the Netflix release of the spin-off movie El Camino, which drops on Friday. Gilligan gave up the goods to Rich Eisen on his show. Warning, spoiler alert.
All right, I'm going to ask a question that I kind of don't want the answer to, but I want to know the answer to it. Is Walter White dead?
You know what? Yeah, I'm gonna give you that one too, Rich, because okay. I love you so much, and because it's your fifth anniversary. Yes, Walter White is dead. Yes.
Okay.
Oh, I was sort of hoping he would make a return.
I think he might make a cameo in the movie, but as flashbacks.
Billy Joel has made good on a promise to treat a superfan to free tickets to his show. Back in August, Jeff Epstein attended his 100th Piano Man performance while holding up a sign saying, "This is my 100th show." Billy saw the sign and said, "Next show is on me." His people got in touch with him and set up 4 tickets with backstage access and meet and greets with his music idol, who he's been following for 40 years.
That's amazing. How cute is this, though? Adam Sandler's daughters, Sadie and Sunny, are huge Taylor Swift fans, and they joined their famous dad on stage at a fundraiser in LA to croon Swift's latest single, Lover, with a Jewish twist. The Jewish twist that you didn't hear was they exchanged Christmas in the song for Hanukkah.
Looks like they take after their dad in the singing department.
Put on your yarmulke, here comes Hanukkah. So much funukkah to celebrate Hanukkah.
You're a big Dawson's Creek fan, right?
Yeah, I was when the show was on in the 90s. Loved it.
Well, do you know that James Vanderbeek, who of course played Dawson, has 5 kids?
5 kids?
And another one is on the way.
Wow.
Yep, he and his wife Kimberly are expecting their 6th child.
Not much to do on the river, I'm saying.
And it's due early next year.
I guess living by the creek has its perks. And just in case you wanted to know, Miley Cyrus has broken up with her girlfriend Caitlyn Carter and is now reportedly dating Aussie singer Cody Simpson, who lives in LA. The pair have been posting snaps to their socials and Cody even penned a romantic poem for Miley. But the pair have been close for years, so this may just be a convenience thing.
Thanks to Spill the Beans Cafe at Seascapes.
Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
91.7 The Wave.